This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The Republican tax bill has been dominating the news out of Washington lately. Florida Senator Marco Rubio got his 2 cents in, working to expand the child tax credit. But one comment he made caught the ear of PolitiFact Florida. He made this comment to CBS 4 in Miami. "We have to make the child tax credit refundable against the payroll tax. Close to half of the voters in America, the only tax they pay is the payroll tax." Well, let's get an audit of that statement with PolitiFact Florida's Allison Graves. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Allison. Half the voters, really?
We rated that one half true. So just some context before I get into why we rated it half true. So Rubio was, of course, trying to persuade Republican leaders to expand the child tax credit so it would benefit more working families. And he said a key part to do this would be to make it refundable against payroll taxes. But right now, the credit is only refundable against the federal income tax liability. So a good chunk of people don't pay income taxes because the tax code exempts them. So he's really trying to make a point that if it's not refundable against the payroll taxes, then a lot of people still won't benefit. But Rubio garbled the specific percentage. The closest estimate we could find shows that about one quarter of all households in 2016 paid the payroll tax, but not the income tax. So we were like, where did this factoid come from then? It turns out that Rubio was trying to say something else. He was trying to make the point that for most people, the burden of the payroll tax exceeds that of the income tax. And that point is correct. We found multiple reports that said 80% of American taxpayers pay more in payroll taxes than in individual income taxes. So his exact claim isn't right, but he has the spirit of the situation right, like one of our experts told us.
And he gets a little credit. He got that inserted into the tax bill and got a lot of publicity out of it, too.
Yeah, the bill, I think, increased the credit to $2,000, and he voted in favor of it.
All right, moving on. State Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam of Bartow is running for governor, and he's ramping up his rhetoric on the campaign trail. At a recent campaign stop in Jacksonville, Putnam told the crowd that one of his Democratic opponents, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, wants to prevent the deportation of immigrants in the country illegally. Here's what he said. "There's a candidate running for governor who wants to make Florida not a sanctuary city, but a sanctuary state. That's crazy talk." Just how crazy is that talk, Allison?
So we rated this claim half true, too. Gillum's position is a lot murkier than Putnam describes here. There's no specific legal definition of sanctuary cities, so I think that's why this claim is so murky. For instance, there's nothing on Gillum's campaign website that calls for a move of the scale. He's never said he wants to make Florida a sanctuary state.
Right. Still, Gillum did say that it's not up to local law enforcement, like Tallahassee police in his instance, to enforce immigration. He thinks that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, should do that and not the city. Right?
That's correct. And there's multiple definitions for sanctuary cities, but the idea that it's not a responsibility of the local government is part of a characteristic of sanctuary cities. So we rated this claim half true, but there is some truth to what Putnam's saying.
His campaign website does say that he'll continue to fight mass deportation policies, right? I mean, so it's not a leap of faith to say if he got elected governor, he'd continue that on a statewide basis.
Yeah, it's really not too big of a leap to say that he would continue that policy, and that's exactly what the experts said.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for putting an end to all this crazy talk.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.